Okay, Tehillat Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Tmura, and today we're up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So we had just learned the three-way machlokas in the last Mishnah about a carbon asham that you're not allowed to bring as an asham because, Bailam already was achieved kapara or whatever else. So two of the opinions were that you let it graze till it develops a mum, you sell it, whereas Tanakhama says, and therefore you use that money for olos of a tzibur. Rabbi Elazar said, use it for olos of a yachid. V'la'af ha'nedava olehi, but isn't a nedava tzibur also an ola? So what exactly are they really arguing about? They both say you use it for a carbon ola. El b'zman shehi ba'a chova. The difference is that when an ola is brought as a chova, as an individual's chovra, by the guy who owns it, who samich ala mevi ala nesachin, he needs to do smicha on it, and he needs to bring nesachin for it. Unesachehu mishalom, and he pays for those nesachin. Vim haya kohen, and if the guy was a kohen, avodasav arashalom, he gets to do the avodah with it, and he gets to keep the or. Ubzmanshi ba nedava, but if it comes as a tzibur's nedava, eino samich ala, then the guy who originally owned the original asham does not have to do smicha on it. Veino mevi ala nesachin, he doesn't have to bring nesachin unesachem mishal tzibur, and it's nesachin instead are paid for by the tzibur afal pishu kohen, and even if he's a kohen avodas avara shalan shemishmar, he has no personal rights to doing the avoda or to getting the or of that karban. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, tmura sabuchar v'maiser, the tmura of a buchar or maiser behema vladon vlad vladon atzofa olam and its offspring throughout all the generations, hare il kabuchar kamaiser, has the same din as buchar and Meiser, but you can't bring it on the Mizbeach, so instead you have to wait till they develop a mum, and then the Bailam gets to eat it once it develops a mum. Ma bin a Bechor v'Meiser l'bin kol ha-kachim, why is Bechor v'Meiser different than any other korbanos that have a mum? Shekol ha-kachim, meaning in what way are they different? Shekol ha-kachim nekarim ba'itlis, v'nishchatin ba'itlis, all other kachim are sold in the regular market, and there is shechted in the regular market, v'neshkalim b'litra, and they're weighed in the normal way, chutz min ha-bechor min ha-meiser, but out of respect for the bechor ha-meiser, we don't sell it in such a degrading way. Another difference, yesh lehem pidyon u'tmuros ein pidyon, all other kabanos, you could be poda, and you could be poda the tmuros, chutz min ha-bechor min ha-meiser, but not by bechor ha-meiser. And another difference, ba'al mi-chutz la'aretz, all the kabanos are brought from chutz la'aretz, and you bring it in the base of where they only come from Eretz Yisrael. In Ba'u, if they came from Chutz La'aretz, Timimim Yekravu, so if they don't have a mum, you bring them on the Mizbeach. Vim Ba'li Mum, and Yachlu B'mum, and the Ba'ilim, and if they have a mum, then the Ba'ilim eats them with their mum. Amar Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon says, Matam Sha B'chor Meiser, Yesh Lam Parnasa B'mukoman. Why is this? Meaning, why is the B'chor Meiser not brought from Chutz La'aretz, and other Kabbalists are? Because the B'chor Meiser, there's something that you could do with it in where they are in Chutz La'aretz. You just let them get a mum, and then they could be shechted and eaten. You don't need to bring them as a korban at all. We shar kol kachim, but all the other korbanos afal pi shenol b'han mum harel b'kedushasan. Even after they develop a mum, they still have their original kedusha. So you don't have that simple etza. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Daled, we said that a nedava is, once we know that a nedava is also an ola, what's the practical difference between Rav Lazar and the Chachamim? So the difference is that if it's an individual's Oles Nedava, so then you do smicha and you're responsible for the nesachim, and if you're a kohen, you get to do the avod on it and you get to keep the or of it. Whereas if it's a community's nedava that it becomes, so then the original bailam of that korban does not do smicha on it. He's not responsible for the nesachim. The tzibur pays for the nesachim, and if he's a kohen, he does not have rights to do the avoda, and he does not have rights to the or of that animal. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that a tmur of a bechor Bechara and a Meisur, and all the generations down have a din of Bechara Meisur, that the Bailum gets seated once it develops a Mum. But there are three differences between Bechara Meisur on the one hand and other Karbanos on the other hand. Other Karbanos we sell in the public meat market in a way where we can get every last dollar for it. Bechara Meisur, the Bailum is going to eat it anyway, so we don't need to be careful to get every last dollar for it. Other Karbanos, you could be poda them, and you could be poda their tumuros. Bechara Meisur, you cannot. Other Karbanos come from Chutz La'aretz, and you bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Bechara Meisur, just leave them in Chutz La'aretz. Other Karbanos, if they come as tamimim, you're makrav them. If they're bali mumin, then the balim could just eat it. Now, why is it that Bechara Meisur are not brought from Chutz La'aretz? Because just wait till they develop a mum, and then you could just eat them there. You don't need to bring them as a karban. But other kachim come from Chutz La'aretz because you have no choice. You have to bring them as a karban. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Temura.